Time for the Rashog Report, live from St. Louis. Brought to you by Cougar Paint and Collision. Call or stop in, no appointment required. They'll see you right away. You can trust Cougar Paint and Collision, their family helping your family, 88th Street and Yellowhead Trail. Shogger, heading, you've been down now in St. Louis for a couple days. All the guys have trickled in. Any surprises in anything the guys have to say about this unique or not unique, but maybe newer format for the skills challenge tonight?
I think players, when they come to this event, are kind of programmed to just say the right things, that they're excited and sure it'll be cool. And I don't know that we'll really get any like legit strong opinions on it. I think players are curious to see. I did hear David Perron complaining that he was originally put in the fastest skater. He was laughing with somebody about that. But I think he might be doing the shooting from all-star shooting or whatever they call it, shooting stars. I think players are curious about that one to see what that'll be like, trying to hit those targets from so far away. They all come in and they all, you know, they try and be positive about things and they'll get out there tonight. And hopefully there's some guys that can relax a little bit and have some fun with some of these events and let it be a bit more of a bit of a showcase. As opposed to guys being too reserved and not wanting to be too goofy. You know, every once in a while, you need a guy to just jump on a karaoke stage and make an idiot out of himself. Right, Freddie? You know that.
Oh, yeah. Someone's got to be a leader. But you know what's funny? I made the point the last segment that I always found it interesting as a player that, you know, the top 5% of the league has to go and grind out this weekend, where the rest of us would just go hog wild in some great location and do nothing. And then, you know, people complain if they were tired or hurt. And like, I understand the idea behind it, but it doesn't seem fair that the guys who do the most and play the most are also the ones that are expected to do the most on this particular weekend.
Yeah. I feel like that's coming from the perspective of a guy who played in the league. And I would take the opposite position that, revenue generation for the league is great for everybody. And that if the players would take more of an attitude less like that and more like the NBA, where the players look at it as a great opportunity to go and showcase themselves, and that would be better for the league. I don't feel super sorry for them. How's that? Is that clear?
Okay. No,
Am I being too much of a hard ass?
Or? No, I can hear you're just very stubborn in your ways, and I understand that people should work all the time.
Wow. Okay. So let's look at Patrick Kane, right? I think he's at his, like, I don't even know what number it is. But he always comes. He comes every time that he can, comes.
Yeah.
And he has a positive spin on it. He talked to Frank Saravalli about it yesterday, about how I always have a good memory from each one, and it's an honor, and why not? And now that you got the bye week on either side, players still have a chance to get away, right? And then you got guys that have basically I think Sid's been to two or three, in his time. And but he's had various injuries and the timing of things has been, you know, that accounts for some of that. This is supposed to be a weekend where the league's, compiles all their best players and showcases. It's a shared responsibility between the league and the players to grow the league now. That's what revenue, you know, joining the two together in the partnership is all about. So, I'm not sure how much of a case players can make for complaining about All-Star Weekend.
Joined by Ryan Rashog, he's down in St. Louis, breaking down the world of the NHL. Let's shift away from the All-Star game and take a look at the Oilers. All week I've been looking at the five Pacific teams. We've gone through all the other four ones today. We're taking a look at the Oilers. So I'm going to ask you in this order, you can tackle them any way you want, but what have you liked about the Oilers this year so far? What has been a concern so far this year? Then looking ahead to the unofficial second half or last 30 games of the year, what must go right for the Oilers to be one of the three or four or five playoff teams in the Pacific Division come, what is it, the morning of April 5th?
So, love their special teams, first and foremost. Just a dramatic swing from last season to all of a sudden become one of the best special teams in the league. That's going to really change anybody's fortunes. So that right there gives them an opportunity to beat anybody on any given night. And in a seven-game playoff series, I'm going to say, what one advantage would you want to take into a seven-game playoff series against any team in the league? Deadly power play would probably be, if not first on the list, pretty damn high. So I like that about it. It's been an opportunity. I think that needs to continue to get goal thing. and their attempted detail on defense needs to be more like it's been recently, as opposed to that 15-game run they went on there where things kind of got away from them, study. So some good signs, and there are some things that give them a chance, and those things need to continue. The other thing I like is Dave Tippett, to me, seems like a guy who knows how to push some buttons and pull some levers and coach this team. And it might be because the messaging is new. 2 years in the case, but he...
Shauger's talking through underwater thing. So it looks like we have, so far he said he's liked the special teams. And one of the concerns has been the defensive play, like, and not just the defense, but the overall defensive play. So trying to get it all organized, and both good ones. We want to hear from you. Please make sure you choose to text at 10-12-60. Text us whatever you think you've liked so far this year, an issue for the team so far this year, and then what needs to go well in this unofficial second half of the season.
Got me, buddy?
Yeah, there you go, Shauger. Yeah, so you went through what you liked in the issue. Yeah. What do you think has to go well here this unofficial second half of the season?
Yeah, so I think that it's maybe a bit of a lame answer, but I think things need to continue. So in other words, the special teams need to continue to be dominant, and the goaltending needs to continue to hold. Between Smith and Koskinen, they need a reliable goaltender at any given time. If they can continue with that, I think it gives them a good chance at staying on the right side of it.
Yeah, I think those all make a lot of sense. And it's you know, some others, it's funny, here in like Arizona, we talked with their play-by-play guy, Matt McConnell. He said their biggest concern is health, you know, because there's no depth. We talked to Calgary, Kristen Ovland. She said the same, Kristen, she said the same thing, you know, health / depth. Like all these teams, it seems like they're in some ways similar in that they have enough to get by. But if there's any injury issues, or if the goaltending dips like in Edmonton or Calgary, or the injuries that happen in Phoenix where their goalies go sideways, it can quickly change. So when I look at it, I think of the five teams, we can expect one team to have injury issues that'll hurt their depth, and then a goalie issue with some depth, and then that team falls out of it these last 30 games.
Yeah, and if you can just stay steady. Like, I don't think they're going to have no injuries between now and the end of the season, but if they can avoid the big ones, if their goaltending can hold. I like their formula right now as much as I've liked it all year long. I remember the day before Yamamoto played his first game when we were talking about lines on Gregor's show. I said it then, and I'll maintain it. Their top six forwards right now look as good. It looks as legitimate a top six group that the Oilers have had in several years, I would say. So I think that's they've got a good look moving forward. I mean, Ethan Bear, you know, a top four defenseman, falls out of the sky. And, yes, his play has dipped a little bit here and there, but their blue line is much better than it could have been had he not done what he did this year. They got some good things going on. They need it to hold.
You know, it's so funny, as we're joined by Ryan Rashog, the TSN bureau chief, whose phone doesn't work apparently in the middle of a major city in the USA. But I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure they'll get it figured out. But when you look at, you know, I think at his press conference, the general manager, Ken Holland, his initial press conference said, you know, it's not one move that's going to turn a team over. But you just mentioned Ethan Bear, Yamamoto. I think we could tag in guys like the free agent signings of a Smith, some of the forwards they signed. And all those little things add up to a big move. That's why I'm very intrigued and quite frankly, in many ways, excited to see what he does from the trade deadline through, let's call it, July 30th of this calendar year.
Yeah, well, some numbers come off the books, and he gets a little bit of breathing room. And it'll be interesting to see what Ken Holland can do with some space to play with. You know, how much he can do at the deadline to improve this year's team, we'll see. But I do think they have plans on next year being able to add some pieces and being able to really move the dial in terms of improving their depth at a number of different positions. It'll be interesting to see what he can do. The one thing I'll say about Holland so far is I like the contracts that he's given out. I think he's been frugal. I think they've negotiated some good deals. And I think I like the fact that they seem to grind a little bit, don't they? They're not just handing deals out, they're grinding.
Well, has he done a deal over $2 million a year? Is Mike Smith the highest one?
What was Chiasson's?
Oh, 2.4. Yeah. So that's the top of the heap, right? Because it's those two, Smith and he, and then you know Riley Shannon. All those guys are all kicking around that $1 million mark. Jones, same thing. So not that there's maybe no big decisions to make, but he's a very interesting thing. The thing you didn't even touch on is that they want to add some depth. That you have to remember, everyone in the minors will be a whole year older or in junior. So those guys will. So we can't count on them in September, but maybe you get to Christmas time or whenever, and now also another group of players are coming in and pushing people out. So I really think if they can hang on to this and not give up too much of the trade time and make the playoffs, this is such a bonus year for Ken Holland, and it doesn't put him under pressure to make a big trade to simply get in the playoffs.
Yeah, ideally for him, he can make a move or two at the deadline without giving up really any one of his top three picks, although we know that he may not have that third anyway. But ideally would be he can bolster his lineup dealing from a position of strength to either Puljujarvi or someone from the D, and give this team a little bit of a boost without mortgaging too much of the future. And then, I don't know that I would want to bring in a whole bunch of defensemen that get to play in front of Ethan Bear in the playoffs. Yeah. Why not let him experience it? He's earned it. Yeah. I don't know that I think I would want Caleb Jones to get some NHL playoff experience this year, because you might rely on him even more next year. So you drop in a bunch of guys like Yamamoto. I would like Kyler Yamamoto to get an opportunity to experience NHL playoff action. And if you drop a bunch of guys into the lineup that play ahead of these guys, you're losing some development there as well. So I think it's important to have experience, but I think you also need to see the value in these guys getting a chance to do it for the first time. A few of the young Oilers did a few years ago, and it was as much development as they've had at any point in their careers, I would suggest.
Shauger, you absolutely nailed it. We appreciate that. Have yourself a fun weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, sounds good, pal. Enjoy the festivities on the telly.